and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Cybermon! Yahoo, buddy. Well,
here we go.
It's, I'll tell you what, getting back into the swing of things here, it's April 26th. Last time we were here is like April 5th, 4th, I think. So we've had a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
And
it's been kind of great.
Good. Absolutely. Wow. It's hard to, get motivated to get back in here on a Sunday a little bit just because, gosh, it's kind of...
been able to get some of those projects done that's been sitting there for a while. It kind of feels good.
Get some breathing space.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, my stupid word... didn't save anything after I did it all this morning, but that's fine. Well,
what's new? I mean, internet's been a problem at my house for about a week. It goes in and out, and it's like, whatever. It's kind of nice not to be able to deal with it.
I think it's pretty much official at this point. The world's gone completely crazy.
Crazier? Wow.
Anyway,
with a funk fist.
You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio at 96.5. I don't think that's working.
Nope. Only 1460.
Only 1460, or you're listening on the worldwide internet. And so hopefully they'll get that fixed and up to speed here. It's April 26, 2020. My name is Mark Kent. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, and good morning to Sue in there. She's just working away, and they're trying to get things happening.
You betcha. Good morning. You guys sound great. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, a couple of weeks off, and man, and I mean, I probably worked harder physically than I have in months or years.
I know,
you know?
I have. It's like, wow.
But my garden looks really good, and it's been kind of refreshing to do something besides...
taxes?
Yeah, shoveling paper. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, because we were getting hammered before the 15th.
Yes.
Not that we still won't be hammered, but, I mean, it was just way beyond.
Traditionally, we take a couple weeks off on April 15th just because that's the deadline and you can't do anything more. And we had already scheduled that before the world went crazy. And we got the coronavirus COVID-19 blues, I guess. Maybe I'll write a song, COVID-19 blues. I got them COVID, whatever. And so,
I was thinking along the different lines. You know?
Yeah, anyway. So have you got any announcements?
Not really.
And we have a guest.
It's pretty quiet these days, Everything's on hold for everybody,
Excuse me.
I'm not able to really engage out at the veterans home or anything. I know we took them out a crap load of cookies and whipped cream and hot chocolate, and they like that. So there you go.
Yeah, I've been kind of reconnecting with my family. It's like, who are you? I'm Lily. I'm your granddaughter. Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, I'm kind of reconnecting with my husband. I'm not on the, as soon as my feet hit the floor, I'm not on the run right now. So it's kind of nice.
Well, we have an extension till July 15th, which I'm pretty sure not too many people paid attention to anyway.
There was some because I had some emails and text messages. People are like freaking out. It's like,
people, I think, are just conditioned like Pavlov's dog to freak out by government anything.
Yeah.
You know, the bell rings and you start slobbering. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, and we've been getting a big dose of that. The bell rings and all of a sudden there's a world pandemic, and it's not worse than the flu, and they're lying about all the stats.
Yeah, the whole thing. They can't even get their narrative straight. You know, one time they say one thing and the next it's another. It's like, I guess that's what they fake, happens when you lie.
Fake media.
Angle
fake,
web they weave.
Unbelievable. Yeah, arresting people on playgrounds for, you know, going out and playing on the monkey bars. You know, what this really is about, besides we all know, it's, I mean, we're all starting to come to the realization this is kind of a takeover. You know, like you haven't been trying to do that for years.
Yeah.
You know, and what's next? Mandatory vaccines? Are they going to hold us down and vaccinate us, whether we like it or not? Or are we just going to just have to stay home for the next election so that, you know, everybody has to vote by mail? And in California, there's never been any cheating going on, even though
none of that's ever happened.
People that didn't even register voted. So, you know, you got, who funds who?
Yeah.
You know, the World Health Organization.
It's crazy. They say, you know, with the heat, the virus is supposed to die, but it's going to come back in the wintertime. Well, how do you know that?
I guess the fact that Bill Gates donated an additional $150 million.
Has nothing to do with it.
To the WHO program, World Health Organization, who's, you know, in conjunction with the, you know, New World Order, United Nation, you know. You know, even after Trump suspended the payments to the World Health Organization, which is kind of an anomaly in itself. It's kind of like anything out of the government, you know. Anything they say they are, it's almost the opposite. It's the World Unhealthy Organization, or it's the World Takeover Organization, or, you know, it's like social insecurity, you know, IRS, you know, is Internal Revenue No Service.
Ain't that the truth? I tried to call them on Friday, and it's like, due to the COVID-19.
I tried to fax them.
And all of a sudden, it's like, click.
I've been trying to fax them one piece of paper for 3 weeks. It keeps coming back. They won't accept the fax. Okay, so you've mandated that we have to file this one piece of paper. It's for an S corporation election. Yeah, 2553, standard stuff, no big deal. And I've been trying to fax it for 3 weeks.
I didn't even try mine. I got one ready to go. It's like, I'll just wait and see if Mark ever gets his to go through.
So in order for this election to take place, I have to get them to get the acceptance and have it filed. But there's no way to file it because there's nobody there. And so it's kind of like, let's make a law that nobody can comply with. Kind of like,
what's new? Welcome to the government.
I know. It's like, okay, so everybody stay home. It's like the old Garfield cat cartoon, you know, where he gets into the pet store and he's got his freedom fighter bandana on like a samurai warrior, and he runs around and opens up all the cages and says, "You're free, you're free, you're free." Except nobody leaves the cage. And then he runs around and shuts all the doors and locks them and says, "You're secure, you're secure, you're secure."
That's us.
People are starting to figure it out, though. I mean, you've got big protests. Like, here's one. Tens of thousands defy Newsom. We got Newsom and we got Nuisance. I'm not sure which one to go with, Gavin Nuisance or Gavin Newsom. I'm torn. the authoritarian lockdown order. You got tens of thousands that are defying it, and they flock to SoCal beaches because they can't be told to stay home. It's a nice day.
Boy.
You know, now, if the pandemic thing was actually, like, real, I would be siding maybe with the government. But the fact that you can't trust anything they say.
Right.
You know, so now, even if it was real, and I'm sure there's some realness to it, but they've lied so much. Do you believe anything they say? So even if it was real, do we want to comply with them now because we can't believe a word that comes out of the mainstream fake news media?
I don't.
I
just wonder what's going to, you know, in the future, where they're headed with this. You know, if we don't start standing up and doing things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it could be a really bad. You know, we think it's bad now. Just think what could happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna, you're gonna, pretty soon we're gonna be like a boxer, you know, that's been hit too many times in the head. You know, I went to the doctor, and, you know, I had a brain scan, you know, they find nothing. You know, I mean, that's what you're dealing with. It's crazy.
Yep.
So.
I guess with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, no 96.5 FM yet.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, checked. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love.
Wow. Something was never said so truthfully.
No.
Money can't buy you love, let's talk about the stimulus package for just a second.
Oh. Crazy. Which part do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about my own personal experience here for just a second. So, you know, last week, you know, I looked in my bank and I thought, oh, you know, great. I got the stimulus package, whether I wanted it or not. You know, and I'm thinking, well, there's $1,200. So I just looked at the number. It had to be because I didn't put any money in there, so it had to be the stimulus. So a couple days later, I get to looking at my bank statement, you know, like I do. And it says, for Shirley Kent, deceased. I'm like, huh? Now, my mom has been dead since 2018.
Yes, she has.
And I'm just wondering why. Did she get a stimulus payment? Now, being a tax guy, I have all kinds of questions. Does that mean that if she – is it because she – how many people got this thing because they were
– How many people that are no longer with us received a check.
This is how you get Democratic voters, right? I mean, in all seriousness, though, how many times did that occur?
Uh-huh.
Why did it occur? Is it a mistake? Do I have to pay it back? I spent the money already on stuff because I thought it was mine. It went into my account. But
and the rest of us didn't even get any of it.
And I remember that we had channel... Well, there's that.
Just teasing.
Let's forget about that part. I'm looking back at this thing, and I'm going, okay, so I remember I had mom's... I put her a refund on my account way back in the day, you know, because she was ill, and I never thought about it. You know, we filed her... Her taxes because she was dying and, you know, we were all distraught
right.
And, you know, or just upset and everything. Didn't even think about it. And now I get $1,200 and then I got a letter confirming it like on Saturday.
Yeah. And what's even stranger about that, if not strange, but when mom passed, they immediately cut off all funds. Do you remember that? I mean, they knew it before she was even. Where
yeah.
She needed to go. You know what I mean? They took it right away. Boom.
Boom.
So,
yeah, okay.
Okay, now we're going to boom the check out to
well,
you.
Well, that's because that was retirement money and not helicopter money.
I
because
guess.
Retirement money is in a finite pool, where helicopter money is on an unlimited supply of counterfeit cash so that, you know, we could just pay everybody for everything. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's up? With that, I guess
why should there be a problem with that when they want to give, you know, $500? What is it? $500?
Well, they get each kid gets $500.
No, to aliens.
Oh, and then
you
got,
you know what I mean?
You got Newsom. He's just giving it away too.
Yeah,
except
so.
We'll just give it to all illegal aliens. And
yeah, there
no,
we go.
Why should we do? Why? What's wrong? Is there a problem here?
Yeah,
illegal aliens are people too, right? You know, and it doesn't matter that they, you know.
And they don't have to show ID, so I can be Jose and go through, and then I can be Juan and go through,
and you get your
then
voter,
I can be Rosie.
You get your voter registration right along with your payment.
Ah, we marked a box for you.
There you
Thank
have
you
it.
For voting.
Let's let's go to our caller.
I think we got Jimmy first. Good morning, Jimmy.
Oh, man, that story is incredible. I can't, I can't believe it that. They sent somebody a check like that.
I have evidence. I have evidence.
So, yeah, I wonder how many times that's going to happen.
I know.
With the Gavin Newsom thing, first it was the California taxpayer and some private entities were going to pay the $500 each. And now, apparently, he's going to the federal government putting his hand out. And he said he was going to give that $500 to 150,000 illegals. Well, I'd redo that math count because he's going to give it to more than that.
Well,
but,
you know, what a piece of garbage, if you ask me. And, you know, this and the fact that everybody's standing in line with their hand out to get a bailout from the government, who is so deep into debt at this point that, you know, we're going to be we're pushing $250 billion of debt here pretty soon. Doesn't even know how many zeros that is. And so we're all broke. And we're not getting it from the government. We need to change that word from we're getting a bailout from the government to we're getting a bailout from the taxpayers ourselves.
Well, it's like Dr. Evil going a billion or a zillion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
The reason I called is because I kind of want your input on this. It's about the hydroxychloroquine topic. At first, it was Trump saying, let's try this. It might work. You had all these positive stories about it, especially with the Democratic representative, I believe, from Michigan, who praised Trump. That it saved her life. Now she's being censored by the Democratic Party because they're a bunch of little adolescent crybabies. And all these doctors were saying what great effects it had. But now I'm hearing all these people come out of the woodwork saying, oh, we need to do more tests on it, and it could be more dangerous than it's worth. And, you know, I'm thinking this – hydroxychloroquine's been around for, what, 60 years?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they've done some tests on it, right?
Well, there is people that actually take it for other things.
Well, and then they also, FDA just came out with a warning against its usage. That was yesterday.
Oh, really? Wow. It's only took them 50 years, huh?
Yeah.
So, they're a little slow.
Yeah, and the other thing is their narrative now is, this is the part I want your input on, and I'll take the answer off the air, is they're saying, well, we don't want people taking it outside of a hospital environment. Yeah, they're giving people with lupus mm-hmm. this drug
yep.
that take it at home, I believe.
Yes.
So that's not in a hospital environment. And the studies they've done on how dangerous it is, the only study I've heard is when they gave it to a bunch of people at a veterans home who probably had heart conditions to begin with. So, and then the other thing is these doctors are saying, we don't need to look into this hydrochloroquine. We need to find a vaccine.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're pushing the vaccine agenda.
Yeah, I wonder who's behind that one. Yeah,
I mean, they couldn't make any money there.
I'll take your comments off the air.
All right,
thanks, Jimmy, for calling in.
Well, here, first of all, okay, we got two kinds of people. Actually, there's three kinds of people. There's people that watch things happen. There's people that make things happen. And then there's people that wonder what happened. Okay, and that's what we got here. We got people who think for themselves and people who don't. We got people that go with whatever the government tells them because they would never have an agenda, would they? And the vaccine deal that was funded by Bill Gates, he couldn't even get rid of the viruses on his computer, so now he's going to get rid of the viruses,
He got edumacated.
In our bodies.
Yeah.
Because he's such a smart guy, even though he's not a doctor and he has no background in medicine.
Yeah, and again, on one hand, they tell one story. On the other hand, they tell another story.
And you got Marie Antoinette Pelosi, talking about her ice cream in her $24,000 freezer, and she's so out of touch with reality that it's a wonder that she can speak while her lips are moving. So it's what it is they have an agenda, and if you can't uh-huh. see that they have an agenda, their agenda is to, number one, kill the economy because that looks bad to Trump. Number two, it's a takeover. Stay in your houses. Everybody's secure. Number three, we're from the government. We're here to help you. And number four, I can't think of number four because, I forgot to take my hydrochlorococcine.
You can't get it unless you go to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, and now they got a new one here. It's called Invermycin. Or Mitin. And I'll have to get the...
Yeah, well, they're not going to let you know if it does cure it. If
they don't want to cure it.
Exactly.
Because the
they
guys...
They never want to cure anything.
Here's the thing.
That is the problem.
The guys that are in power don't give a crap because they're not going to get sick anyway because they have plenty of doses if they do.
they're all underground anyway.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi's worried about getting sick? She's worried about what flavor ice cream it is tonight, whether it's chocolate fudge or vanilla swirl.
Too bad she couldn't get locked in.
Does she care if you die and get sick?
She don't care.
No! What she cares about is being in a power position to do whatever she wants, anytime she wants, with whatever she wants. And this Trump guy, he keeps getting in the way and throwing water on her party.
Yeah, and the only way you can cure this is with a vaccine. And by the time they get the vaccine out, it's going to mutate and go to another strand. So you can't take care of yourself. So please let us...
Okay.
Take care of you for your safety.
Two letters. BS. Okay.
Hey, that's where they're
this
headed.
This is complete
yeah.
BS. If you haven't figured that out, then you might as well just go back to your government, stimulus check. And anyway, we have a call.
Well, how's that working for you? Hey, we got Frank on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Well, it's been a long time. You
yes.
guys are well away, and
Frankie.
I'm glad to hear you're back.
Yep, we're back, and it's good to hear your voice, sir.
Yes, well... You see, being an elderly person, you're only supposed to go out when you can, and if you really have to, and you have to wear a mask because you might get sick. So consequently, you're bound to your home and the contents thereof, and after a while, you get sick of your contents of your home.
Well, here's
and
the other
so
side of
now
this.
You start to do other things.
You
call
so-
all your friends. Service-wise and groups that you belong to say, hey, how you doing? And also do a lot of reading. And, of course, you have to do a lot of TV. I think I'm going to have to go to the eye doctor after this thing is over because I think my eyeballs are bulging up.
How is Diana doing?
He's doing great.
Good.
What have you been binge-watching Gunsmoke or something?
Yes, I watched that quite a bit.
Wagon's hole.
I was glad to see the draft come on for a couple of days, the NFL draft, which was interesting. You can spend three whole days watching people getting brought into the football, which is nice.
Except they can't play it.
I just want to say one thing. I want to, you know, there's a young gentleman that runs around put flags on all the graves everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be Preston.
Preston Sharp.
I was very excited when he gave me a call last week to see how I was doing out of the blue. And I said, well, that was very nice. He said, yeah, he said, I was thinking about all you servicemen. He said, I just, you know, I helped him in the beginning to get some funds and so mm-hmm. forth and spread him around to other people. And so he called back to see how I was doing, which I thought was great. So you see, he was also thinking about, well, everybody's bugged in, so why don't I give him a call, which I thought was nice.
That's real nice. He's a real nice cat. He's doing a lot of good things.
Well, we got to go to break, Frank, but let's talk about how the people that have to work to have money to come in so that they can pay for their groceries and how it's pretty difficult for them to just stay in and not do anything. Anyway, we got to go to a break.
We're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM.
Also streaming online. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Reading Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Baby's good to me, you know. she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
Sovereign Mind Radio. I can't hear myself. Sovereign Mind Radio.
I can't hear myself either. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going deaf. Sovereign Mind Radio. Should we talk about, let's talk about, being prepared. We've been talking about preparedness for quite a while, and all of a sudden the coronavirus comes up and COVID-19.
And everybody runs for toilet paper.
Well, and it's like, that was the cause of everything.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We're going to do pretty soon here is the people are going to be locked down and, they can't pay their mortgage. We got 2.9 million people is already behind on their mortgage. Pretty soon it's going to be, the memes are going to be got milk. Because the real thing is that, COVID-V just popped the bubble. The bubble was bursting back in September. We've been talking about it for years and years and years and years. And now all of a sudden, that's the problem with everything, right? Is the COVID-19, even though it's kind of a hoax and it's sort of been proven. And, so let's just lock down everything, kill our economy. Everybody stay in because you're all secure.
All the businesses go under.
All the businesses go under and,
small businesses.
Yeah. The people that actually have jobs that have to work for a living, just ask Nancy Pelosi. She'll tell you, you don't need to worry about that stuff. That food stuff's way overrated. I have plenty of ice cream. Your kids got milk? Well, that's the problem, is these people are so out of touch with reality and the fact that, I sure hope that the guillotine comes back, for Pelosi.
For a certain individual chef.
Yeah, it's
first cement shoes.
They did find. I got an email that said they found Jimmy Hoffa
with his cement shoes on.
Well, I think the email was they found him and they've discovered that he his medical records were recovered as well and
it's not really him.
No, his death was caused by COVID-19.
Why? Yeah, it lay dormant.
For years. And this is the problem, and they resurrected it. They didn't resurrect it.
Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Jimmy Jesus, I guess. But, all kidding aside, these people will stop at nothing to keep power. They don't care if you and your family are starving. They've got plenty of ice cream and chocolate. I guess we have another caller.
We've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mark. How you doing?
Barely, but we can hear you.
Well, every day is apparently a brand new adventure. And you know what? Jimmy Hoffa would still be alive if they'd only impeached Trump when they should have.
Well, it's all his fault. You do know that, right? Because he was connected to the mob somewhere along the line, and he talked about a woman's...
Yeah, it's also Trump's fault that the asteroid hit Jupiter a couple of years back. But that's a topic for another show, really.
Well, he got too much sun and turned orange, and that of course radiated into the outer space. You can make up anything you want. I mean, that's what these guys are doing.
We can?
Let's just get rid of the Constitution. That's an outdated document. We need something that's alive and living and kind of we make it up as we go along. And so that everybody needs to just sit down, shut up, and do what you're told.
Well, Gavin Newsom threw away the Constitution even before he got elected with that Prop 63. The ban on ammunition, because quite frankly, the Constitution was written with the Bill of Rights to stop the very thing that the initiative, the ban on ammo sales, created. It was, the Bill of Rights was created to stop tyranny by the majority, so that the majority of people with a 51% vote couldn't strip the minority of their rights. So the Rhodes versus Becerra lawsuit goes through the courts for years, and then Judge Benitez issues a preliminary injunction. He says that Proposition 63, the background checks, face-to-face sales, no internet sales, blah, 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 with 20% false negatives on the background checks, and people who just gave up and never even tried to buy ammunition in exchange for catching 0.012% of the people who were actual bad guys trying to buy bullets. And first of all, they must have been stupid bad guys, because how many bad guys go volunteer for a background check before they buy ammunition? But and Judge Benitez slapped California down so hard in a 120-page affirmation of the preliminary injunction to strike all of the ammunition background check sales, no internet sales thing, that it was ridiculous. I read that thing. I was just laughing throughout. He says it is an encroachment on the Second Amendment. It was designed to be an encroachment in the Second Amendment. How dare the state, blah, 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 and on for 120 pages. And so me and Cindy, we jumped on the internet, and we got a couple thousand rounds in the mail before the Ninth Circuit, less than 24 hours later, at 10 o'clock Friday night, put a stay on the preliminary injunction. Do you think the fix was in? I don't even think they read the preliminary injunction before they stayed it. And so now you're back to being a captive in Nazi California, and you can't buy ammunition. You don't have a Second Amendment. You don't have the right to carry. You don't have the right to defend yourself. You don't even have the right to be in business.
Well, I would disagree with that from the aspect of they're what they are producing for law is not legal. I mean, the real deal is, why would we even comply with any of that garbage? I mean, the real deal is,
well, yes, I totally agree with you, but tell that to the cop that's dragging you to jail for being alone in the ocean on your paddleboard.
Oh, I know. There's consequences that go with it, and what these guys are doing is they're going to cause a civil war or revolution at some point if it doesn't get handled in the courts. I still have hope that it will get handled in the courts, because it's still got to work its way up to the Supreme Court, I would assume.
Well, work its way up to the Supreme Court how? I mean, federal courts have declared an indefinite moratorium on due process, you know, because of the virus and the current emergency, and it's much more important to keep people safe than it is to guarantee their liberty, which is why government was formulated to begin with. Why did we form the government of California? So that they could take our liberty away?
Well, you won't get sick from the virus if you stay home, but you might die of starvation because you're not working.
Yeah, and you might even get sick from the virus, because when they mail you your by-mail ballot, it might have virus on it.
Why, would you be shocked? I mean,
well, they're probably printed in China.
You're probably right.
Well,
there.
And that's the name of this tune, is this is a power grab across the board. Everybody who's got a thinking brain knows it, and everybody knows that these guys have overstepped their boundaries, and I guess it's up to we the people at some point to say we've had enough.
Well, this is my question, and this is really the reason I called. What is it going to take to get the average person off their lazy backside, the average conservative, the average Christian, the average gun owner, to get off their lazy backside, because we could take this state back in one single election if Christians, gun owners, conservatives, and say half of the declined states would just bother to get off their lazy ass and vote. I'm sure I'm not supposed to say ass on the radio, but anyway.
You did twice.
And yeah, I know. And vote, where only 20% of the people of California typically vote. And that doesn't even equal the number of state employees in California on a good day.
Well, you know, people have got to get, into the fight and quit being so apathetic. It's like I walked into a store one day with my State of Jefferson shirt on, and the guy says, oh, I like the idea, but it'll never happen. I said, yeah, why? What are you doing to make it happen? You know, the reason it hasn't happened is because there's too many people like you that are sitting back going, it'll never happen, and are doing nothing to stop it from, or to get it
to help it,
you know. And that's the problem is, we've turned into a bunch of spineless jellyfish apathetic people who watch TV for entertainment and forgot the basic concept of freedom.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. And it's even worse. I mean, you know, a couple thousand people showed up to Sacramento. It should have been 200,000 people. It should have been 20,000 people. It should have been 50,000 people. But 2,000 people, that's not a big number in a state with 40 million.
Well, I'm hoping that these groups are going to start aligning up with each other and make a big splash at some point down there. It has to happen.
Well, I think it's starting to happen across all states. People are starting to. And our guest that's coming on at 11 does have some information in regards to this. That people are starting to stand up more and more.
Well, you know, I hope it's true, and I agree with you. And Cindy and I are going to drive 10 hours round trip on May 1st to be at the protest at the Capitol. So, you know, if we can do it, I mean, somebody else that's 5 hours one way can do it. You know, I don't, and yes, it's a work day, and yes, we're going anyway, and yes, our liberty is much more important to us than our money and our safety, because as Patrick Henry said, is life so sweet or peace so dear to be purchased at the price of slavery and chains?
Yeah.
Is it? That's a question everybody needs to answer, and for most people in California, the answer to that is yes.
So that's going to be May Day on May 1st, noon at the state capitol, Operation Gridlock California. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
That is what I'm talking about. That's a good start, but I'll tell you, we're going to wear Second Amendment stuff. We're bringing our Betsy Ross flag, our Jefferson flag, the crooks, liars, and felons that own the state of California. And Gavin Newsom, remember, said, California is an independent nation state, and we can use the coronavirus in order to usher in a new progressive era and change the way we govern and move California away from being a capitalist society. That's what Governor Newsom's plan is.
We're going to lose you, Mark. We got to go to a break. Stay with us.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. You can hold the line and stay with us.
Stay with us
on the other side.
As well, Jackie.
And Jackie.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
this place filled with empty space. Your love holds the key, baby, sympathize with me. I need you before I lost your touch of life and grace. I knew that your sweet face could always comfort me.
Well, I'll tell you what, that brings back some memories.
Yeah, wow. That's going back some time.
You know, I was thinking about Bridges Size and a few other ones, but they were just like a little too, it's like I was reading some of the comments on one. It's like, we don't even have to get stoned. We just need to listen to this. Back in the day.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Sure was.
Well, I guess
with
we have
that, we've got Jackie on the line. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. What can we do for you?
Good. I want to know, is there actually a coronavirus? I heard that it's a general group and that there are many colds, et cetera, that are called corona, and that they cannot isolate one virus for this 19 one.
You know
anything about that?
I don't know. I'm sure there is a COVID-19 virus.
That they can isolate.
But actually, how widespread and all the details of it, I don't think there's any way we could ever possibly know. We're not doctors. We have no way of testing anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whom can we believe? And the other
thing is,
I do not trust Bill Gates to make a vaccine for anybody.
Oh, I agree with that.
He's a Malthusian. He wants to reduce the world population by at least a billion.
You know, if you said that 10 years ago, everybody think you're crazy. But you
know,
the real deal is that now you say that, it's like, yeah, that sounds like Bill Gates.
I know. So what are we to do? Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think we're doing it.
Well, let's see. He's in charge of the vaccine, and he's in charge of all the computers to teach the kids that are at home.
Well,
gotta make you wonder.
It's called don't comply. Don't be prepared to hunker down and do what you got to do to make a living until we can get through this, I guess, and start showing up for rallies, start showing up for these events, start voting out these guys, get involved. I mean, that's what you do.
I think we lost Jackie.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
So.
I believe in the voting and stuff, but the problem is here in California is our voting system is so corrupt.
Well, but what I'm saying is that the tide is turning, and the more people that get involved, the more the tide is turning.
That's true.
And that's what's going on, because 10 years ago, you would have said something about Bill Gates like that, and you would have been branded, you know, an absolute nut job. But the real deal is, the fake news, we all know it's fake. The hardest thing to figure out is what the truth is anymore. But people are starting to do their own vetting. They're starting to see things. They're getting alternative news sources, and they're getting mad. And that's really what it's going to take is some anger, some righteous anger to stop these people and not play.
With the anger comes that they're starting to think for themselves, I think,
that's
too.
That's
and,
the key.
You know what I mean? So,
well, it's like Mark said, if you don't comply, you might get arrested. But the real deal is they can't arrest everybody. And you get enough people, and enough people are angry, and guess what? The cops aren't going to be arresting anybody. They might actually be getting arrested themselves because they're no longer a lawful agency if they're not following the law of the land, the Constitution.
Well, if we don't start standing up, there's another side to that is they could be rounding us all up and arresting us, so to speak, anyhow.
Well, at the end of the day,
you
don't do nothing. There's, I mean, if you let this go too far, you think that it won't end up like some of these other countries?
That's what I'm saying.
You won't have a choice. You have to fight.
Yeah.
And if you don't start fighting some way or another and doing whatever you can as an individual, you're going to have down the road.
The alternatives is all worse.
Well, we either hang together or we hang separately. That's kind of what the founders realized early on in the Revolutionary War. It's not that they all wanted to go out and fight. It's that they knew they didn't have a choice.
Yep.
Because they were thinking people. And they thought for themselves. And they were independent. And they were self-reliant. And that's what I've been preaching for a long time is you got to be self-reliant here. You can't be dependent on everything coming from somebody else to take care of you. That's why I've always said, own a business, don't have a job. And I know for some people that's a complete, a paradigm shift. But the real deal is, how many people in the colonies had jobs, do you think? Not very many. They all had their own business. In fact, the saying used to be, mind your own business. Okay? Because you didn't have to get, you can't fire yourself. You can be a bad businessman and go out of business because you don't take care of your customers, but you can't fire yourself and you can always get new customers. And a job is a one-way street, in my opinion, or depending on the government. I mean, if you look at what's going on, how many people have been...
Well, even if you have a job, you can still be in business.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that you can have both.
Yeah, you can have...
You can have actually more than that, but...
You can have more than one business. I mean, Henry Kaiser is in 57 businesses. The whole point being is that to be self-reliant and independent and not depending on one source of sustenance for yourself so that, that you just can't be cut off and
at somebody else's will.
Exactly, see?
So, all right. With that, I guess we've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. We're being hit from all sides. I want to bring to your attention in today's citizensfreepress.com. Here's the headline. Muslim call to prayer blasted over loudspeakers five times a day in Ilhan Omar's district. And they've got a video on there, and this idiot's on top of a building, and loudspeakers are blasting their prayer. This is going to go on all through Ramadan, and it lasts for 2.5 minutes. That's right here in the United States.
Well, I just saw an article where she's basically saying that... tickling my throat here today.
Oh, you've got COVID. Get away from that microphone. The thing is, Mark, we're getting hit from all sides. We're getting hit financially. We're getting hit criminally. We're being lied to by the press. Our politicians are putting their thumb down on us. And I'm wondering where it stops. Criminally, look what they've done. They've turned loose criminals on us. They refuse to prosecute criminals. And here's a really interesting headline here. Massachusetts police chief arrested trying to have sex with a 14-year-old boy. And, there's a lot of police that are great out there that do their jobs, but, some of them are, no better than criminals. I think in Baltimore... They were complaining that the city of Baltimore didn't think they should have to pay the $32,000 settlement against some police officers that planted a gun on a suspect. They said that was way beyond their job description, and the taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for that.
Well, I think what's going to happen is that they're going to overplay their hand, which is what they usually do, and enough people get mad enough, and it starts to change. I'm looking at a headline here from the Gateway Pundit, salon owner Shelley Luther rips up citation at Dallas rally after she breaks quarantine and opens her business. People are just going to start not obeying the law, as they're being directed to in this emergency thing, which is really just a way to shut down their rights.
Well, they're not even really laws. They're not,
Who's going to stand up here in Shasta County and open their business?
I think a lot of people already are.
I think they're starting to,
Well, I hope they're starting to. Everybody ought to do it Monday.
I agree.
We've got these supervisors, and they don't have the gonads to do it. They've got to wait for Gavin Newsom's okay. And everybody knows Gavin Newsom's against us.
Well, if you don't, I think it's going to squeeze the left as well as the right in this. If you look down there in San Francisco, it's like a freaking a scene out of Omega Man or something. I mean, there's nobody there, except the dregs, and they just leave them alone. But at what point in time does it become so egregious that you can't even make a living, at all?
And we're constantly being lied to. Here's a really good example of fine penciling and misleading. The city of Reading voted to give $2.2 million in rebates, that's $50 apiece, back to the customers from their cap and trade and pay their electric bill with it. And that went over so well, they gave him another $200. So that amounts to, what's that amount to? Way over $10 million. That they put into REU sharp penciling saying it's a rebate to the people because REU's finances are going to be going down. And, you know,
hey, Nick, well, we're gonna Nick, they're going to cut us off. It's the top of the hour, so sorry about that. But we are into the second half of Sovereign Minds. Please stay tuned.
You on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Britain's PM Boris Johnson goes back to work tomorrow after a bout of coronavirus.
Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, who has been standing in for the Prime Minister, said that Johnson has made a full recovery 2 weeks after his release from hospital.
As you can imagine, with the Prime Minister, he's raring to go.
Britain has recorded more than 20,000 deaths among people hospitalised with COVID-19, the fifth country in the world to reach that total. Thousands more are thought to have died in nursing homes. Opposition politicians say Britain's coronavirus death toll could have been lower if Johnson had imposed the nationwide lockdown sooner, and also criticise his government over shortages of protective equipment for medical workers and a lack of testing for the virus. With hundreds of new deaths announced each day, some health experts say Britain could eventually have the highest virus death toll in Europe. Karen Chamas, London.
The head of communications for the Trump campaign says it's a daily battle to stave off the liberal spin coming from the White House press corps.
It's really just sad to see what's become of the national media.
Mark Lauder says he spent 12 years as a media professional, and based on his studies in college,
what it has become now is not what it's supposed to be.
Lauder tells the Salem Radio Network many reporters need to get back to simply reporting the news
and leave it to others to do the analysis.
Lauder says too many have taken to analyzing the news, often through the lens of what he calls liberal groupthink. Bob Agnew reporting.
Recent satellite photos show a train probably belonging to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un parked at his compound on the country's east coast amid mounting speculation about Kim's health. The growing mountain of unconfirmed rumors and media reports about Kim have emerged since he missed the April 15th commemoration of the 108th birthday of his grandfather, North Korean founder Kim Il-sung. South Korean officials say they have no official word about Kim Jong-un's health. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Saturday marked the 75th anniversary of the World War II meeting on the Elbe between U.S. and Soviet troops, and a statement was issued by President Trump and Russian President Putin.
The statement reads, in part, "This event heralded the decisive defeat of the Nazi regime. The meeting on the Elbe represented a culmination of tremendous efforts by the many countries and peoples that joined forces under the framework of the United Nations Declaration of 1942. This common struggle required enormous sacrifice by millions of soldiers, sailors, and citizens in multiple theaters of war. The spirit of the Elbe is an example of how our countries can put aside differences, build trust, and cooperate in pursuit of a greater cause." George Bonzani reporting.
Mexican authorities say a human rights monitor and his son have been shot to death in the southern state of Guerrero. It is the fourth slaying of a human rights activist in the country this year. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. California regulators are being advised to approve Pacific Gas and Electric's plan for getting out of bankruptcy.
The proposal has new controls designed to prevent a recurrence of the utility's past behavior that's resulted in deadly wildfires, infuriating blackouts, and high electricity rates. If approved, the proposed decision issued by an administrative law judge will enable PG&E to clear another key hurdle in its frantic race to end one of the most complex bankruptcy cases in U.S. history by June 30th, or risk losing billions in state funding. The California Public Utilities Commission, the company's chief regulator, will vote on the recommendations laid out in the judge's 117-page decision on May 21st. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 26th, and some famous people are celebrating birthdays, including First Lady Melania Trump. She's 50 years old today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Only
1460 is still. Thank
and
goodness.
And you can go to www.
KCNR1460.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll get it out yet.
Yeah, good grief. I'm not tongue tied or anything. Well, we got new headlines that Flynn was framed. Gee, that's a shocker. Nobody knew. Do we have our guest?
We do. I believe Sue got her on the phone.
We have with us Karen Cataline, I guess is how it's pronounced. I hope I got that right.
It is.
Hey, very good.
Good morning.
Karen, you're a radio talk show host and a graduate of Columbia University and a lot of other things, I guess.
She's been on a lot of different programs, Fox News.
Wow. So
Western Journal, Town Hall, The Daily Caller, Front Page Mag,
American Thinker.
Those are things I've written for, if I may.
I'm sorry.
The audacity to correct you. I have a face for radio. I haven't done Fox News.
be as audacious as you can, when my sister's talking. And
hey, that works both ways, Karen. We can tag team this one.
We just wanna welcome you to Free Fire Media.
Well, I'm very happy to be with you this Sunday afternoon.
Boy, what a crazy world we live in now, huh?
Yeah, you're in Colorado, correct?
Yes, I am. I write for things all over the country, but boy, oh boy, Colorado has been a bulwark or something. Colorado stories just keep on coming out because we have a monopoly of Democrat power in Colorado, and
kinda
there
like
was
California.
A big rally last week, as you heard. So
yeah, kind of like California, only different.
Well, Colorado never used to be that way, but it is now, huh?
Well, we've got a lot of Democrats who would like us to be another California, and then there's a whole lot of people that are saying, not so fast, Buster. Tell me something. Did you happen to, like, the entire world see that picture? I wasn't even sure why, you know, what you wanted me to talk about, because, you know, I'm a talk show host. I can talk about almost anything you want me to talk about. But remember the picture that went viral about these so-called healthcare workers that were standing in front of cars?
Oh, yeah, it was all fake news.
Heroes.
At
the gridlock rally last week. Well, local talk radio broke this story. I wasn't one of them, but a friend of mine did. She's a longtime reporter now doing talk radio. Broke the story that was a complete and total fraud.
Yeah, staged. A face-off in Colorado between those protesting the state stay-at-home order and those supporting healthcare workers was trending on social media. Only it was all fake.
How did you guys know that? Because I was pretty sure that the mainstream media was not going to print the correction. They would only print what suited their narrative.
Because we don't do mainstream media.
Yeah, I don't
just a simple answer to the question.
I don't even get TV anymore.
Well, and the guy was, there were two guys and a girl, and the guy and his girlfriend work, the guy works as a DJ in a strip club.
Oh, nice.
His girlfriend is a dancer in a strip club. And unless you really want to expand the definition of healthcare worker, they weren't.
You can stretch that out a little bit, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a stretch.
It all depends on who's defining the word.
Well, you know, and you got to get a nice picture in front of a Dodge Ram truck with your outfit on and your scrubs and all that stuff, and you look like you're in Tiananmen Square, and that way, you know, you look like you're something, you know, to be reckoned with. Only it's all a big setup.
Yeah, and this is what they always do. I was there, although I wasn't there at the time the picture was snapped. But I was driving around the back 12th and Grant in Denver. I don't live in Denver anymore, but I was born and raised there. 12th and Grant is a block away from the actual event. They staged the event. And, I know what I was going to say. I warn people about agents provocateur because that's what they always, always do. They wanted to make sure that there was a narrative that the media could grab onto instead of the real story that's right in your face, which is people are finally standing up and fighting back and saying, you're not going to do this to my country, you're not going to do this to my state or my town. Get off my back, basically.
Well, and of course, the whole idea is to discredit any of the people that are, for the Constitution and so forth. So I guess they had signs there, Land of the Free, and chanting, go home to China if you want communism and all that. You know, so anything they can do to make them look like a bunch of nut jobs, even if that's completely true, that I think we're in the Land of the Free, and if you are a communist, you should go to China.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that the same people that will protest and riot because you used what in their opinion is the wrong pronoun?
Right.
They destroy stores. I saw pictures that a transgender person started upending stores because that's cause for violence. But if you're fighting for your freedom, your livelihood, your life savings, and the liberty of your grandchildren, you're not allowed to argue or protest.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. If you go back to the Tiananmen Square protest, I mean, the student that got run over by the tank was willing to die for his freedom and his liberty, and now they've completely reversed it. Like, this guy's willing to die for to enforce government regulations on a lockdown. They take and spin everything to the point of you wonder why half of these people that aren't informed are confused. It's no wonder at all because they've been lied to so much they have no idea what ends up.
Yeah, and that is what they do. They love to change history to suit, again, their narrative. And, they thrive on chaos and confusion. And it takes us a while to get the message clear while they're spinning and spinning and spinning. To answer the question that you asked at the very, very outset, I and a whole lot of people I know never dreamed we'd watch this in the United States of America. We just never thought we'd see it.
Yeah. We didn't either. I think that's kind of all over for us conservative Americans.
You think so?
I don't. I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I think that's what they want you to think. That, you know, it's called learned helplessness. If you just believe that they've got the upper hand and they're going to get this done.
Now, I
must say that I believed that during the previous administration. I couldn't see any way that America could survive the kind of president that we had before this one. I just didn't think so because his whole agenda was so contrary to everything that is American, and he was at the reins of power. Now we're seeing just a little of what he was up to that we never would have had it not been for a total game changer in the name of Donald Trump. But I thought we were through. And when Donald Trump was elected on November 8th, 2016, I said, you know, God isn't done with this country yet. And I'm not even all that religious. I'm a nice Jewish girl who isn't always so nice. But this was different. And yes, he stands alone much of the time, mm-hmm. but he doesn't stand alone because the people that brought him to the dance, that's us, that's you and me, said we wanted someone to kick butts and break things. That's why.
I don't think my sister was saying that. I think she's actually agreeing with you. I think I think you misunderstood what she said. Because
I'm sorry.
Because the real deal is, I think you're right. I think they want everybody to be apathetic. They think they want everybody entertained. Watch this, watch that. You know, football, basketball. You know, TV. You know, whatever it is. But don't think that you can stand up for your freedom and
do anything. Yeah, I think we misunderstood one another there. Who would have dreamt that we were having to deal with this in America on the lines and at the levels that we are with what's going
today.
You
and
know, it's crazy train.
Yeah, and sometimes, most times, the subtle incremental changes, which haven't been so subtle in the last, 10 years, are more deadly. It's that old frog in the boiling water thing. Now we've been plunged into scalding hot water, and it's waking a lot of people up.
I
never thought they would go for broke this way.
Well, the reason they did is because of Hillary. I mean, they thought Hillary was a shoo-in. They thought they had all the elections rigged. You know, they thought they had it in the bag. And if Hillary would have continued with Obamster's programs, guess what?
Yeah.
We would have been finished.
Yeah. They didn't think the people would stand up.
I couldn't agree more.
They didn't think we would. And with that, could you stay on the line with us, Karen? We actually have to go to a break. And
sure.
We'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Juggling the train to climb up in the sky. Ducks and pigs and chickens crawl, animal carpet wall to wall. American made is 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what they said to you. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train, all on board.
Sovereign Mind Radio, a little train to Marrakesh there. I think that's where we're headed. I'm not even sure where Marrakesh is.
I'm thinking I'm not getting on any train. I don't know about anybody else, but that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I'm the train to Marrakesh, all right. It's not in Idaho, I'll tell you that much. So we're here and we're talking to Karen. And I know I'm going to butcher your name, but it's Cataline, right?
You got it great the first time, Cataline, right?
Cataline, I knew
Cataline.
It. See, I Anyway,
I love that music. It's so California.
Oh, thank you. I work hard at that to get it to where we actually get something a little interesting and fun between the breaks. But with that said, I guess where are we headed now? What's your opinion?
Gosh, anybody who thinks they know probably isn't watching very carefully. I do see a growing protest, even whether or not the unelected bureaucrats and the governors, the lefty governors, keep trying to grab control based on false numbers. As we speak, there's yet another protest on the steps of the Capitol in Denver. The protests are happening everywhere. Plus, there's this thing called MaydayUSA.org, www.maydayusa.org, which is encouraging businesses, customers, and employees to open on or before May 1st, regardless of whether they have permission. Because, well, there's safety in numbers. And when people finally realize that they had the power all along, they just didn't know it, then that's, I must say, this is my one Pollyanna moment because I'm not much of a Pollyanna, but this is the teaching moment we've needed, is to help educate and explain to people who are hurting right now big time that they had the power all along.
Well, the Well, go ahead. I was just going to say it's the year of the boomerang is what it sounds like to me.
That's a good way of putting it. I also call it hoisted. The left is being hoisted by their own petard, although we haven't seen them hoisted yet on this one. This is the biggest go for broke I've ever seen, and it's unfortunate that I have to say, yes, there really is a coronavirus, but what they're doing and using it for, how they're responding to it in order to affect radical, tyrannical authoritarianism in this country, which is what they wanted all along, is more apparent, ought to be more apparent to everyone.
Well, I'm going to say it. There is a coronavirus, and there's also the swine flu, and we have common colds, and there are other kinds of things that we deal with on a daily basis, but we don't shut down our complete economy so that a few people have to go to the hospital and even die of illness because they're already in poor shape. And so that's really what we're doing, is we are committing economic suicide.
Yes. There's just no doubt about it. Plus, this is always what, again, I'm going to be a broken record, but the left always has the same playbook, which is we're going to do this for your own good because we not only do we know better, but we care more. And what a lie that is, considering that the suicide rate has gone sky high. People have lost their businesses. People, the domestic violence, these broad brush rules that our founders would have been horrified by. My God, there was a revolution for less than this, especially the abuse of power. And look at how easy it was for people to roll over at the beginning. It just took them a while, to shake their head off and go, oh, my God, what are they doing? What are they doing?
Well, and you've got Nancy Pelosi up there saying, let them eat gourmet ice cream. You know, I mean,
what a piece of work that state California is.
You can't. I mean,
that's being nice.
I have no words. You know, I mean, it's so completely outrageous that it just shows you how out of touch that some of these people are with freaking reality. I mean, they're going to be marched out to the guillotine here. They're playing with fire, and they don't even know it. I mean, they have no idea how bad it could get if the Bastille gets stormed. But I want to talk about May Day a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we do have, we have an event coming up in May Day on the Capitol as well.
Operation High Noon, May Day, May Day.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You know, that was hatched in Northern Colorado, I must say. We have that website, maydayusa.org, and there's a flyer there that anyone and everyone can print off, make it their own. All of this is open to the public. Tailor it the way you want. And then invite businesses to post it on their door that they have every right and freedom to open their business as they see fit. And even people, even governors who want to grab the narrative, oh, aren't we benevolent dictators? We're letting you open. They're still trying desperately to maintain control, tell people how to run their business, treat them like five-year-olds. And enough is enough.
Well,
this is unconstitutional what they've done. And people need to stand up or they won't be able to.
Well, I'm looking at May Day, the flyer here. It's from the Freedom Angels Foundation who's got it started here in California. And evidently, this whole thing is kind of, pardon the pun, going viral. And so it's Operation Gridlock in California, but I imagine it's Operation Gridlock or whatever they've decided to put a moniker on across the country, I think, is what the plan is. And I think it's starting to work because the real deal is that we do need to start standing up and quit being treated like children. And these guys don't know any better than we do.
I have to ask you, Karen. Now, we've gotten word for here in California on that day that they're going to start barricading the streets and the sidewalks and everything around the Capitol, trying to keep us out. Has anything like that been coming down there in Colorado as well?
It did. At the gridlock event last week, people were driving around the block. That's where this thing happened, this fraudulent thing happened, a block behind the Capitol. And they kept driving around the block, and that was an hour before the event was called. As thousands more cars came down relatively narrow streets in downtown Denver, they started blocking off the side streets, so you had to drive further around to go around. So the cops were doing the best they could because traffic was backed up 30 and 40 blocks. And, of course, the media never reported that. So the problem is that everybody's flying by the seat of their pants because these politically motivated leftists and Democrats and liberty haters are already doing things unconstitutional. So that's the problem. They thrive on chaos. I think one thing I wanted to mention, and I'm thrilled, I don't care who's doing May Day, but May 1st, it's time to take back that date because that was a socialist holiday,
yeah, that's
among
right.
other things. May Day means so many things. It means May Day, offer help, and it's a distress signal, but it's also May 1st, which was always a socialist holiday. So this is what the real heart of the issue is. Are we going to be authoritarian and God, no, we're not? Or are we going to reestablish individual freedom in this country and take back the holiday and everything else for capitalism and for free markets?
Well, I think the answer is obvious. Which way we're headed? I mean, in my opinion, you know, all you have to do is look at what happened in the last election of the red counties. Is that more and more people are starting to get into this fight, and it's something that is not going to go away anytime soon. And of course, the media is organized and in place and is trying to do whatever they can to discredit this movement, but I think it's going to get out of control. We get Trump another 4 years, and I think some people start getting arrested, and it looks to me like that bar investigation and all that is getting pretty close to maybe starting to put somebody in cuffs.
Well, I think even some of the Democrats are starting to jump their ship because they're starting to see the writing on the wall, and of course the mainstream media isn't going to let the people know that they're doing that, but you know, I think a lot of people are starting to wake up.
You know who's waking up that we found just in Denver and when I talk to people around the country? People that have been hardest hit, we've all been hard hit.
Sure.
Because of something that we used to just sneeze at, that's a pun, like the seasonal flu or whatever, and people really died in the seasonal flu. People who were not very political, like waitresses. Can you imagine waiters and waitresses? There's not, except for the few states that didn't shut down, and maybe even them, I haven't done the research, but there's almost no waiter or waitress working in the entire country for 6 weeks, and they're not exactly known to be wealthy. Hairdressers, hair salons, nail salons, everyday workaday people who have bills to pay are being encouraged to be dependent on the government and to stop working. That's all the left ever seems to want to do. So I do agree with you. I think that when you plunge somebody who hasn't been politically involved into boiling water and you say things to them like, well, we're just going to teach your kids that there are 57 genders and all the rest of that utter nonsense, it gets people involved.
Well, it's like I had somebody that I was talking to as a client of mine, and she said, and of course you can't be around me and not, you know what my politics are within 5 minutes or so. And, and she says, well, I'm non-political. And I basically told her, I said, you know, I think it was Plato said that if you, don't get involved in politics, you're going to be ruled by idiots, who are dumber than you are. And so, the real deal is that you can't avoid it at some point. You could pretend all day long that you're not involved in politics, but the real deal is that politics are going to involve you because,
yeah, no
matter what. When you lose your job and the economy stinks and all of a sudden you're, getting carted off to the drive-in movie theater that's been out of business, and you're behind the fence watching videos from China, you're involved politically whether you like it or not.
Yep. And, you know, sometimes we have a saying with the Jewish people, sometimes what's bad for the Jews is good for the Jews, and what's good for Jews is bad for the Jews, that when we are a little too complacent and we're enjoying freedom and prosperity, we get a little bit lax.
Yep.
It isn't just for Jews. And then suddenly when you are facing severe adversity and everything you love and care for and hold dear is being threatened, you finally realize what's important in life and what you must stand up for. And I can't think of anything, I can think of a lot, that is more important than the moral imperative of liberty. And I never thought I'd see what I'm seeing in America. And we don't even know. I mean, it's funny. You know, the people who are claiming to be our betters, they don't know what the law is either. They just think that if you declare a state of emergency, you can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. You can't.
And with that, Karen, we do have to go to a break. If you want to hold on again for us, that would be great. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Reading Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. That was a little bit of Sweet, just in case you're trying to figure out who that was, Jimmy. Yeah, love is like oxygen. Freedom's like oxygen.
Maybe not. Well, I don't know. But with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dick. Good morning, Dick.
Yep.
What you got?
You're on the air.
Oh, you know, this is the same message I had yesterday on Freedom in Action with Pete Peters. Anyway, I'm encouraging people who don't really need this money we're getting from the government is to give it away to either to a, you know, to tax-free outfits or your church, or you give it to your radio station here. But if you don't want to give any of it away and you're going to keep it all, I'm encouraging you, don't buy a brand-new iPhone that's made in China. Don't buy anything made in China. Spend it locally. Go to the local wineries and buy cases of wine, or go to your microbreweries and get some beer. But anyway, I'm encouraging you, give the money away or to give it to some friends that need some help. But whatever you do, don't buy anything from China with it.
Well, that's, I mean, the hard part is finding something that's not from China.
It is hard, but it is out there. As far as the brewery, I guess a lot of people are starting their own beer.
Yeah.
You know, making beer at home. Well,
I remember when we were kids, Grandpa would make wine and all kinds of stuff.
Blackberry wine, yeah.
Yeah, like blackberry
moonshine.
Wine.
Moonshine.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you didn't get to go to the store. You didn't have any money if you did go to the store.
Yeah, you had to be careful with that stuff because sometimes it wasn't done cooking and then you put it in a bottle and, you'd have blackberry wine everywhere.
So you got to put the little balloons over the top.
Yeah. So anyway.
But anyway.
Hey, can I give a shameless plug?
Sure.
Great. I just posted a brand new piece. I write at least once a week. And sometimes it ends up in Western Journal. Sometimes it originates at my blog. But everything more than you ever want to know about me can be found at my website, KarenKataline.com. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Kataline, KATALINE.com. And I do a show called Spouting Off. I fill in for a lot of other people on terrestrial radio. But this piece that I just put out was, do you believe the coronavirus narrative? We're being told a narrative that the facts on the ground have contradicted almost from the beginning. And yet we know people who believe it hook, line, and sinker. So...
Well, and I was
take
just,
a look at that if you get a chance.
Just so everybody knows, too, you can get find you on Facebook as well. That's where I was looking at your article,
yeah.
Do You Believe the Coronavirus Narrative? And that's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Kataline.
Kataline.
Sorry. Well, it most of the time it's lying, you know. So Kataline, K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E, Kataline. And,
thank you.
Absolutely. So you can, and I just, liked you on Facebook and started following you,
Well, I'll like you back. And Twitter too.
Absolutely. All the above.
They're just cracking down on people. I guess my goal is to have enough followers, because I don't do a whole lot of Twitter, that they will, I guess shadow ban me. I mean, that's a real, feather in your cap when
you get you get put in Facebook jail. I figured out a way around the Facebook jail. I'm still working on the Twitter thing. What I do?
What do you do?
Well, on Facebook, I only post memes, and they have no algorithms to follow the memes. So what I do is I just keep posting memes that are get the message across. I just posted a couple of memes while we were talking. One shows a big snake with Obama at the head saying that his administration was scandal free, and with treason down the coils and uranium one and illegal FISA warrants to spy on Trump. And that was all scandal free. Obamacare, open borders.
Fake
birth certificate, IRS targeting conservatives.
Yeah, no scandals there at all.
No.
That is a really smart idea.
Yeah. It's,
I'm going to pass that idea along.
Yeah, it seems to work. I used to get put in Facebook jail every week, and now I haven't been in jail at least not in Facebook prison, for quite a while. And probably 3 or 4 years now. But so I keep trying to figure out ways to get around their little, campaign of shutting down the free speech and discourse.
Well, you know, what you can do is when you get to Facebook jail, just tell them that it's social justice to let criminals out of jail because they're putting all of law-abiding citizens in jail. I mean, we joke about it, but, I mean, that's how upside down this country's been. I mean, they're putting us all on house arrest. I'm not the first to say this. But yet they're letting murderers and rapists and criminals out of jail.
Yep. Oh, so they don't get sick and die.
Yeah, because of the COVID-19.
Because we need to protect them. We have a sheriff in northern Colorado who six of his criminals that are in jail, I was going to say his guests at his jail, six of his guests are suing him for not doing enough to prevent coronavirus. And they're all being represented by the ACLU. And what I want to know is Governor Andrew Cuomo has the highest rate of coronavirus and deaths in the country, but they want to run him for president. What gives?
Well, you know, it's crazy.
I guess put him in solitary, then you don't have to worry about it, you know?
I mean, they're going to have to run somebody, I guess, because I don't think Biden's going to make it. You know, if they treat him at all like they did Kavanaugh, he's in deep trouble. And besides
that, that's the sad part.
Yeah, but he can't remember where he's at or who he is.
He can't remember who he is.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, he's the perfect Democrat candidate for president as long as nobody knows that he has either early onset Alzheimer's or whatever his problem is. The minute other people know about it, well, then the game is up. But they love people who need them to tell them what the agenda is.
Yeah. I mean, why think for yourself when you've got somebody else that can do it?
The scary part is who would run on the ticket with him? Who would be his vice president?
Well, that's the question. Yeah. I mean, they're talking about Hillary. I mean, but I think that's like she's cursed, and so I don't think that'll happen. But then they're talking about Michelle Obama, and that's another. But so we get Cuomo, who's going to be? Nancy Pelosi and her gourmet ice cream, I guess maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah, octogenarians practically. I think who they always wanted was the black female Obama, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, but she kind of aced herself right out of that debate, didn't she?
No, when you're a Democrat, you never get your debate aced out. I mean, they'll prop up anybody. I think it is one of many reasons why they would just love us all to be on house arrest all the way till November. If they could make that happen, they would, which is heartbreaking to have to even say, let alone admit.
Well, I think that's what this is all about, though. This is all about the elections.
It is, yes. And you guys in California, that's another thing we got from you and present company excluded, this whole thing that the rest of the country doesn't understand is is ballot harvesting.
Yep.
We've got it here. All mail-in ballots, which we got about 3-4 years ago. And ballot harvesting is, I've had callers to my radio show tell me that California voters are not nearly as liberal as people think.
Maybe I agree with
that. Majority, I wouldn't doubt that.
But it's because of ballot harvesting that their votes have been delegitimized.
I agree. Yeah, yeah, I mean, we had 1.2 voted in the last election more than we had registered voters. I mean,
Of them were illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Because
DMV here is in control of it, and they register them guys, you know.
But that's why they're pushing for everybody to stay home, because then if you have to vote by mail, you know, and then I've also just saw an article where they found a whole bunch of new ballots or something. I didn't get to read the whole thing.
I wonder, do you think that they may push the election further out, or do you think that they'll go ahead and keep it as it is?
Well, you know, not being an attorney, I don't even know if they can do that. It's so funny that the Biden people, not Biden himself, actually floated that as a balloon. And whenever they accuse Republicans of doing something, it's what they want to do. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Biden says, well, Trump wants to extend the election date. No, he doesn't. They do. Mm-hmm. They'll do anything to get rid of Trump. Anything. anything. So I do think that all mail-in ballots, which they're already starting to push, and it's so interesting that the Democrat minions do whatever they tell them to do. If they said jumping off a bridge was the social justice thing to do, they'd do it. And now they're all pushing all mail-in ballots. That would be the death. So many things would be the death of this country, but that most certainly would be. So I see us fighting that, and they don't have a candidate. They don't have anybody. They have a guy that makes Me Too look like it's hilarious in a sad sort of way. Everything they accuse others of is what they do.
Right. And with that, Karen, we do have to go to a break, but we do have a caller that we'll put on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM.
Until you've been beside a man, you don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. You don't know if you don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares gone real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
They still are.
Fire Media, community radio for the North State. That's our tribute to LaVoy Finicum. I haven't played it for a while, but boy, it sure does, you know, gives you some something to think about. Anyway, we have a caller on the line.
We did have a caller on the line, but I think we lost them. So, Terry, if you want, call back in, and we'll put you on the air.
All right, so we got the last 10 minutes here, and then we're out. I mean, should we talk about the 26 million job claims? we got Karen.
Yeah, there's an optimistic, happy thought, right? Sadly, I think there's a lot of Democrats that just, again, it's not all Democrats, but it's this leftist, virulent socialism that is behind wanting to make people dependent on government for their sustenance rather than for them on themselves.
They want to make us slaves.
And that just seems to be one of the core issues here.
Well, you know, I posted...
It's a time-honored argument, you know. Do you want to be dependent on someone else or do you want to be independent and depend on yourself?
Well, I was looking on your Facebook page, and I loved the meme that you posted there. Democratic socialism is where everything is free except you. And then I wrote underneath there, everything is free, but there's nothing left to get.
It's so true.
It is true. I mean, you know, Margaret Thatcher, you know, it's all great till you run out of everything.
All right, we've got
stuff.
Our caller back on the line for you. Good morning, Terry. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Terry. You're on the air. Everybody can hear you.
Oh. Well, okay. I didn't know that because I couldn't hear when I was on hold, and I know we've had some issues with today. But anyway, great show. Great point. We are all under house arrest. I mean, that is the greatest slogan we can use. We are under house arrest. Your guest is absolutely correct. We're letting out criminals for their protection, but not ours. It's time, really, to stand up, and May Day is going to be so important. Really and truly, what a great point. House arrest. Anyway, your guest has been fantastic, and thank you guys for the show.
All right,
thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, once again, May Day down in Sacramento in the Capitol steps, high noon, California State Capitol, Operation Gridlock, California. You need to go.
Well, you may want to look in your own state. I mean, we do get, you know, this program does get out to other states. I know I've got family in different states. You know, my kids are in actually, one's in Colorado and one's in Missouri.
Oh.
So.
I'd like to recommend something else that I've been recommending for several weeks. I hope the caller is still listening when he hung up or whatever. And that is, a lot of people are watching movies now because they didn't have anything else to do, and it happens to be free currently. The movie Gandhi from the early 80s with Ben Kingsley, who won an Oscar, is a spectacular movie because it's like a political treatise on nonviolent resistance.
Yeah, how to win politically without being violent.
Yes, and he's asked at the very end, Gandhi does, and I've been a fan of his for a while, if this could happen, and, you know, if you could use his philosophies in World War II, and he seems to think you could. I do not believe that. I think there comes a time when you have to take up arms, but we're not in that spot, thank God. We're not there. But we must stand up and resist tyranny now before there's no way to resist it later. Among the best lines of the movie, and there are many, many great lines, it's well worth your time to watch on a Sunday afternoon after the show's over, is 100,000 Englishmen cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is so true. I'm sitting here looking at some of his quotes right now. The one I was trying to figure out was the one where they ridicule you and And I can't remember the whole quote, but it's really true. First they ridicule you, and then they go after you, and then you win, basically. And I think we're in that second stage where, you know, they've been ridiculing everybody for a long time, and that's no longer the case now. And I think we're on the road to winning simply by the people standing up and doing not just passively letting it all happen. We're starting to get to the next stage.
Well, I hope you're right, and I have my sense of optimism. I think that, God willing, it'll be over soon, this stage of it, but unless we hold people accountable, it will happen again. I think we have to be aware that when our elected officials think they're our gods and that they don't any longer work for us, but we work for them, then we have to set them straight in no uncertain terms.
Well, I agree with
that.
It
will happen again.
I found the quote here that I was looking for. It's, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And I think that you can kind of see how this has progressed, because first we were AstroTurf, you know, that everybody laughed at us. They ignored us, and then they laughed at us, and now we're in the middle of the fight. And so I think that's why I'm optimistic, is I believe that the American spirit is not dead, and I believe that it's about educating, and that's becoming more and more in the marketplace of ideas, is the fact that people are standing up and saying the truth and saying what they believe, mm-hmm. and they're no longer controlling the narrative through the mainstream media.
Well, before we run out of time, Karen, we want to thank you very much for coming on, and if you want to give your contact information out, again,
sure.
And
it's totally my pleasure. I've very much enjoyed the conversation.
We'd love to have you back. We'll keep in contact.
To talk to fellow freedom lovers, and especially in times like these. If you would like to connect with me, I would love to connect with you. Even argue with me. I don't care. I love it. just go to KarenKataline.com, KarenKataline.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. That's about the only social media I care to do. But, I do a lot of op-eds, and this one, this week, will be submitted soon, and I welcome people's feedback and interaction.
All right. Well, thank you again. We appreciate it, and you have a wonderful day.
Well, you too. Thank you, and we hope to get California back as in its right mind.
As Colorado as well.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
We appreciate it.
All right, so we got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not a whole lot left to say, I guess. I mean, at least we don't have enough time to say what we could say, I guess.
It's great to hear, somebody in a different state, too, as well as far as, like, the May Day thing.
Right.
That you realize, like we've talked in the past, that more stuff is going on that we realize. So, I mean, it may not be just California and Colorado. I mean, this could be outstretching to a lot of different states.
I think that it's starting to get to the point where people are waking up. And I think it's right. When you turn up the heat on the pot and it's no longer warm and comfortable, that's what it's going to take. And I've been saying it all along. People have to suffer in order for them to understand that they don't have a choice in this game. You can be you can't be a non-combatant, or you're just going to be cannon fodder, and that's the choice. You either get involved and fight for your freedom and your rights, or they'll be taken away from you and you can become a serf. And
you know, it's even come up in different articles about the Democrats and their Second Amendment. Now that things are changing and they wanted to exercise their Second Amendment right, they found out how strict the laws are, and they thought that they were untouchable.
You have to wait 10 days to get a gun.
Yeah. Not for me.
Who knew? All right, well, there you have it. It's the end of the show. We'll see you guys next Sunday. And remember, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty, order, security, and truth, not lies.
And be safe out there and support local businesses. Have a great week.
To me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.